to get away from this message, you know, but God kept giving me signs and telling me, yep, this is it, this is it. It's like, Lord, they've heard this thousands of times, so I guess we're going to hear it again. So let's see what the Spirit does and see what the Spirit does as we move and as we learn. So I want to go to Matthew 18. Matthew 18. Verse 21, if you're there, Matthew 18, you'll find it before Genesis. If you find it there, then you need deliverance. So God bless you guys. Matthew 18, verse 21 and 22. For all there, it says, then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me? And I forgive him till 7 times 7. And Jesus said it unto him, I say not unto thee until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. That's kind of hard to say, but we get the picture, right? So we need to walk in forgiveness because we've been forgiven. So as I put this thing together, I was there in the morning. I wake up early. And I pray to God, and like, you know, you got to show me these things, because if you don't show me, then I got nothing, you know. So as I was sitting there, he was showing me all these things that connect to unforgiveness in our lives. You know, before I would do things different. I would write everything out and everything. God's been really working on me. So I'm trying something new out here. This is the first time I haven't been preaching in a while, but thank God. I thank Pastor Barajas for giving me another opportunity to come up here and minister to you guys this evening. So I just want to pray real quick that God helps us, so that God can show us, you know, what the Spirit of the Lord is trying to reveal to us this evening. So Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would help us, Lord, that you deliver us from evil, Father, that you help cleanse and purify our hearts and our minds, Lord. As we listen to your word this evening, Father, bring conviction upon our hearts, lead us and guide us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, unforgiveness, I bet you everyone in here has unforgiveness in here, right? Whether it's your parents, they left, you don't have a father, you don't have a mother, you have an ex that hurt you, you have something that we have to forgive for. For me, there was a couple of things, you know, being abused as a child, sexually abused as a child. That's something that I don't hold against that person, but that's something that I pray for that person. That's how you know when you have come full circle. Do I have this too high? Okay, sorry. So he began to show me these things and what are the signs of unforgiveness. I have entitled this Leaving the Past Behind. So we have to move forward to see what God has for us. But we can't do that if we're holding on to the past, to holding on to unforgiveness. A lot of the signs, you know, that show unforgiveness is the way we reflect on people. You know, a lot of times, you know, when we're growing up, or even we do it now, gosh, you look like your mother. You acting like your father. You're acting like your mother. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. Well, I'd hope so, because, you know, we must be related, you know. But still, we use that as a term to saying, like, oh, you just drive me crazy. You're just acting like your father. You're just acting like your mother, you know. There's ways that we reflect on people, on our children, on our relationships, on our wives, or on our husbands, at our workplace. This unforgiveness that we have in our hearts, it's tied to a lot of things in our life. We go into relationships that we're not able to have relationships because we have trust issues, you know, because there's unforgiveness there, because we've been hurt. We've been in so much pain from that person that's hurt us. You know, there's places in our lives where we don't allow God to control our lives, to be Lord over our lives, because we have unforgiveness. We don't trust him because something hurt us. Something brought us to that place where we don't trust anything or anybody, you know. And a lot of times, you know, we don't understand why our relationships don't work out. It's because that old relationship that we had, it hurt us so much, we brought it into the next relationship. You know, and then God wants to heal you from that. God wants to deliver you from all that hurt and all that pain. But we have to allow him to remove that from us, because sometimes we don't understand what's going on in our lives. Sometimes we don't understand, you know, why am I dealing with this? But there's a deeper issue there. We start complaining about things, reflecting on people, the things that we do. Like, it's like, you know, it doesn't make sense. Like, as I begin to write these things down, it's like all these things are connected. That's why it's so important for us to forgive our brothers and sisters, to forgive those who hurt us, those who did hurts and pains in our lives, our exes. You know, my wife, she had a lot of forgiveness to do upon me. I still think she's working on it, but, you know, God bless that. I wasn't a good person. Let's just say that. I wasn't a good father, wasn't a good husband. But, you know, after so long being apart, God brought us back together. You know, he delivered me. He changed me. Yet, you can question and say, God, why did you forgive him? Why does he have so much grace in his life? You know what he's done for me, to me? You know all the hurts and pains he put through me? And you sit there and you have all this grace upon it, all this favor upon his life. Because why? Why are you forgiving him for me? And, you know, a lot of times people say that is like, so God forgives you for me. It's like, no, God forgave me for who I was and what I did. You know, forgiveness is for you. You have to take care of it. If somebody comes before you and apologizes and confronts you and says, you know, I was wrong, you're basically repenting before them and saying, you know, I was wrong and I did that. You know, this is one thing God dealt with me as I grew in my Christianity. I would go to every person that I hurt and I said, man, I'm sorry. I hope you can forgive me and move on. I hope that it's easy for me just to say it, you know, just forgive and just let go. Come on. You know, it's not that easy for some people. A lot of people have been through so much hurt and so much pain, but it's dangerous for us to not forgive. So we can't grow. We become stagnant. And what unforgiveness does, it produces bitterness and anger and rage in our homes. A lot of times we filter our lives trying to keep our children, to keep our lives pure and clean from all this, you know, these things of this world, the alcohol, you see the drugs, you don't do that, you don't do that. But the unforgiveness, it's still in our homes. It's still in our homes. We have people that are been hurt by their parents physically, that are doing exactly the same thing, maybe not physically, but verbally to their children. The same hurts and the same pains that they were put through, we put them through, because we learned that from our parents, from our hurts, from our pains. We don't understand. It's like, well, we'll keep them from pride, we'll keep them from this, and we'll keep them from this, but yet our house is not a forgiving house. And a forgiving house, a loving house, a place of rest, a place where people can come and just rest and be like, man, that's what your husband, that's your wife is supposed to be. That's what God is for, is to be in the middle of that so that we can come together. That's what the enemy likes to do. He likes to cause division in our homes, in our lives. Why? From that hurt and that pain that your parents did. And you got to know, it's like, oh, I forgive them. I've forgiven them, yet I haven't forgot. Well, is that forgiveness? Is that forgiveness to you guys? Does that seem like, you know, I'll always remember the past, you know? Of course we always remember, but did you really forgive them? Because there's some bitterness going on in your house. There's some anger. There's some fighting. We'll keep everything clean and pure except for this in my home, except for this in my life. Unforgiveness can cripple you. It can hurt you. And it even goes to as far as God don't forgive you if you don't forgive those who hurt you. As we go to Matthew 6:14, it says, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." Now, we know these things, right? When we know these things, we know how to walk in these things, we understand these things, we know that we should forgive, we know that we should be people of peace and love and understanding and everything, yet we're bitter, we're angry. People can't come to us. We can't lift people because there's so much unforgiveness in our hearts. Today, we have to remove that unforgiveness from our hearts. We have to trust God. We have to let God have control over everything in our lives. When he's forgiven you, how many think they've been forgiven here? Honestly. Honestly know that I'm forgiven. Right? So a lot of times, you know, when you're forgiven, we can be a little prideful and we can go and talk about others on social media, talk about, you know, just talk about, just gossip about people. You know, you end up pointing out everybody else's sin compared to yours, you know, but there's still some unforgiveness there. So when you do that, you're defiling your homes. You're defiling your life. You're defiling your walk with God. So as we do this, we got to learn how to forgive ourselves as well, because we're going to make mistakes in our walk with God. We made mistakes in the past. I've made tons of mistakes, you know, and God has forgiven me. And I pray if I've ever hurt you any way or I've looked at you a certain way, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. But, you know, we got to understand, like, we're in a house, you know, full of people that have all kinds of issues and problems. Just know that there's a deeper issue there. And most of the time, it's because a father left us, because an ex hurt us, because we were abused, because we were let down, because we were rejected. All that leads to unforgiveness, and that stirs up the bitterness in our hearts, the hurts, to even to the point to where your body is just, man, I don't know why my body hurts so much, because you're holding on to so much. My body's hurting. My pain, all the pain that and struggles. You ever, if everybody has ever been seen, you know, people come over here and pray for people, they ask, well, you have any unforgiveness in your heart? There's a reason why they ask you for that. And there's a reason, because A lot of that unforgiveness, it builds up in your body and it can hurt you. You don't want people to go into eternity and not reconciling things with them, knowing that, man, I should have said I'm sorry. I should have forgave them. I should have loved them more. You want to go into eternity knowing that, you know, you have let everything completely go. That you're forgiven, that you forgive everybody, so that you can move on to the things of God, that you can forgive yourself. You know, we have to understand that. Joseph was sold into slavery, right? He goes into slavery, gets sold into slavery. I may not even know how many years that was, but man, imagine going through all that, going through slavery, going out there. His purpose was in that. And when it came time, they came to him, and his purpose was all in that, and he had to forgive his brothers. Did he forgive his brothers? Does anybody remember that? He did. He did. He brought them, and he gave them food. He gave them a place to live. He gave them land. Like, all these things. I don't know. How many want to be sold into slavery by their own family members and loved ones and say, hey, this guy thinks I'm going to bow before him. Let's get them out of here. Let's cut them off. Man, they were rough back then. Man, imagine forgiving somebody for that. The Bible talks about forgiving others in Ephesians 4, verse 32. It says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Now there's going to be times where people in here are going to hurt you. They're going to say something to you. But just know that we're all a bunch of broken people trying to get things right, trying to remove everything and filter all these bad things out of us. We're all different levels, different dimensions, you know. God's working on each of us different in different areas of our lives. But just know, if somebody's angry, if somebody's bitter, there's probably some unforgiveness there. There's probably some hurts there. There's probably something they're going through. You know, bitterness and anger, it's not normal. It's not normal to be that way. But we watch it growing up. And we say, well, I'm not going to treat my kids like that. I'm not going to do what my parents did. Yet we're here doing the same thing to them. Not physically, but verbally. Yelling in front of them. Screaming in front of them. You know, when your house is supposed to be a house of peace. A house of forgiveness. A house of love. That's what forgiveness is. Because God died for us. He forgave us for all of our sins. He removed it all the way from east to the west, he says. I won't even remember it no more. But yet we hold ourselves on some things that we do. We don't forgive ourselves. But how many know that, man, our mercies are new every morning? And we can come and say, hey, God, I made a mistake. A lot of people, well, I always make a mistake. Well, you're seeing them, right? You're learning from them, right? Or are you just continuing to do them? Are you just continuing to do these things? So we got to move on from that. We got to learn how to forgive. God says, I heal the brokenhearted. You know, a lot of people, single mothers, they've been hurt. People that have been orphaned. He says he's a father to the fatherless. He heals the brokenhearted. You know, sometimes you don't even know your father. Sometimes you don't know your mother. Sometimes your mother left you, your father left you. It's important that you examine our hearts this evening and see, is there any unforgiveness there? Is there any hurts and pains there that's keeping me from receiving the things of God? Did you know that even unforgiveness can affect our prayers? In Mark 11:25, it says, and when you stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you of your trespasses. So if you're going before the throne of prayer, and you have a bunch of unforgiveness in your heart. You say you love God, yet you have all these things built up in you. It's affecting your prayer. You know, how many here want their ex to be saved? With the raised hand. Check yourself. That's an honest question, man. Because we should. We should want them to be saved. You know, those people have moved on. Those people probably in relationships, they're probably, you know, sitting up there not even worried about what you are. You don't even remember what they have done in your life. And you're sitting there still holding on to it, still holding on to things your grandparents did. People did to your grandparents, you know. That's not healthy for us. When we work on ourselves, He purifies us. He cleanses us of all these things. But we got to acknowledge these things and know, like, what am I feeding my kids? What am I feeding people in this church? Am I teaching them how to forgive? Am I just gossiping about one another? Instead of doing that, we should just come together and pray for them. You know, confront them and say, hey, man, let's go outside. I'm just kidding. Don't do that. No, take it straight. Look, when you have a heart of love, compassion, man, I'm a lover, not a fighter, so I never was a fighter. I know people look at me and they're like, man, he can get down. No, I can get down with some food. That's about it. I tell you what, there's a lot of things that we got to understand is like getting our heart right. Some of these devils that we deal with in our homes will whisper into your ear and say, hey, you remember when they did this? You remember when they did that? So you start tit for tatting back and forth in your homes. And you go to bed bitter and angry. Your children watching this the whole time. Those devils need to be resisted. There's devils that need to be cast out and devils that need to be resisted. And you got to learn how to control your spirit, man. You got to learn how to subdue this flesh, because this flesh, it profits nothing for you. It has no benefit for you. It says to walk in the spirit. Why does he say that? Even though we don't understand some of the things we're, you know, that we do, it's just part of our nature. But this is why we come to church, so that we can grow and learn and understand. But the Bible says in Ephesians 6:12, it says this has to do with relationships. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. When you're in your home and all this is going on, you got to let things go, man. You got to forgive each other before you go to bed and love each other, man. Because this is a spiritual thing going on there. God wants you to come together. When you come together, there's powerful things that happen. But what the enemy wants to do is cause division, right? So that he can separate you. Because there's more powerful things that happen when you guys come together, when you guys pray together. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. If you're going to be mad at the devil because he came in your house and he whispered in your ear and he got you to be angry and he got you to be bitter. Tell that thing to leave. Because there's something spiritual going on in your house. Yet we don't have understanding. This is why we come, so that we can get understanding on why these things happen. Change the patterns in your life. You're supposed to be the one that breaks yokes, bondage, and addictions. God has done all these things, yet we have to learn how to stop moving into these patterns of life that we're used to. We're used to fighting. We're used to arguing. We're used to doing these things. We don't have no self-control. That's what the Holy Spirit comes in and say, hey, don't say it. Don't do it. But no, don't do it. Because we wrestle what? Not against flesh and blood. Fight against the devil. You want to fight against somebody? You know, get you a punching bag. Put a picture of the devil there. Say, hey, devil, why'd you come in here? You know, get down with that. Your wife, your husband, your family, we're not your enemies. These people in here, we're not your enemies. There's something spiritual going on that tries to cause division. See, you guys are on this side and you guys are on this side. That's why. You guys liked it. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's not what's happening. We just like to sit in our own spots. But that's what's happening, though. You know, we're so led by emotions and feelings, and we just, that's all we do. That's what we're used to. That's what this world has taught us. That's what our family's taught us. That's what everybody that I learned growing up, that's what we taught. I learned to drink this way. I learned from everything. We're supposed to be the ones to stop that in our lives. Stop those patterns in our lives and give them to God. Surrender your heart tonight to God. How many want to be valuable to God? Like, really, I want to be valuable to God. You want to know how we can do that? 1 Peter 3:4. It says, and let it be the hidden man of the heart, that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, is of great price. Price there is value. That's how you do. A meek and quiet spirit. How is your response to everything? How are you dealing with everything? Do you walk in love the way Jesus has loved you? Have you honored your father and mother even though they hurt you? Because it says honor your father and mother, even though the things that, you know, you're not going to agree with everything we say and do. We're just not, you know, but still, God has brought you through them. You know, you're the little swimmer that made it, you know, praise God. So I just want to encourage you guys, man, let's examine our hearts this evening. Let's learn to forgive. Let's call our parents. Let's examine our homes, because our homes are full of unforgiveness. Our homes are full of bitterness, are full of anger. If I want to go to my wife and I'm feeling a certain way, I want to be able to go to her and be comforted and say, I want to know that that's there. The same with the husband. I should be her safe place, not her walking on eggshells place. You know, we're going in our home and we're like trying to open the door all quiet, going in the back room. You know, I'm wondering how it's going to feel today. No. That's not how our relationship should be. We have to let go of that unforgiveness in our hearts and forgive one another. Walk in the things that God has given you. Let go of all the hurts and pains. It says leaving the past behind. This is what I encourage you guys to do, because we can purify our lives and cleanse our lives, all these things we're doing, yet we're not doing this. And this is important. It's not said if. It says forgive. It doesn't say that if you want to, you know, you can forgive them. You know, it's okay. Sometimes you can forgive. You know, no, all the time. What did it say? 70 times 7? I don't know. That was kind of hard to read, but it's a lot, right? So that means just forgive and let go. Why are we holding on to these things? We got to look forward to what God has before us, because he has a lot more for us. And you got to understand that these things are going to confront us over and over and test us over and over and over again. Say, okay, you say forgive, huh? Let's see about this. The devil will come test you in that area. Just know, you'll be tempted. But just know, this is something that you have to overcome yourself, confront yourself. Say, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to walk in unforgiveness. I'm not going to be bitter no more. I've been forgiven. I'm loved. I'm not going to have a house full of hatred and bitterness and anger. The same thing that I did that when I grew up is what happened. We're not going to do that. We're supposed to stop those patterns in our life. And we got to know to change that. I know this is a hard message for us to hear, but how many of us want to post everything we did on? If God just posted everything on social media, every single thing, everything we did. And he said, look, I forgave you for this. Wait, let me roll it out. And it's still going. All the stuff he's forgiven you for, right? He does that. He's forgiven you for a lot. He's forgiven me for a lot. I don't want that to happen. Be valuable to God. Have a meek and quiet spirit, a response, a godly response in your marriages, in your homes, in your work. Be a place of rest for somebody. That's all I have. And let everybody bow their heads in respect to each other and to God. So, if you have never experienced the forgiveness and love of God, we got to know that that's available for us. Truly, like, are we truly forgiven? If you're questioning whether or not you are, maybe it's time you dedicate or rededicate your heart to God and say, hey, I know I got some things I got to work on here. I need you to completely be Lord over my life. I want to ask you into my heart. Has anybody at all has ever, never has asked God into their heart? We would like to pray with you this evening. With the uplifted hand, said, I've never felt that forgiveness. I've never had that. I don't even know if I have that. Maybe it's time God shows you that. I'm going to change the order of the service. I think everybody here has accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So if I spoke to you this evening, we have unforgiveness in our hearts for walking in all this anger and all this bitterness, rage. We got to know there's some unforgiveness there. Whether it's our parents, whether it's our past, whether it's something we did last week, last 20 minutes ago. We have to know that we can be forgiven. It's not a license for us to sin, but an opportunity for us to go before the throne and ask God, God, forgive me. Lord, I repent because I've made my house not a house of prayer, but a house of arguments and fights. And you know, unforgiveness is a stronghold. It has a stronghold on the mind. And how you break this stronghold is through the word of God. You cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. You have to learn to discipline yourself to be better. We can all be better. I can be better. But if you have some unforgiveness stirring up in your heart this evening, you know, like, I don't even know if I have that. Well, if you're acting these ways, if you have trust issues, if you're having a problem with God controlling your life, if you're complaining, the way you treat people, the way you treat your kids, all these things are a sign of unforgiveness. There's a deep down root inside of us that there's some unforgiveness there. And for God to reveal it to you this evening. So come. Come to the altar. The altar's open. Come, pray, and ask God for grace to help you. Because we need grace when it comes to this. We need God to help and move in our lives and our hearts. We can't be in a place of, like, man, we're better than this. But he's trying to show us that. You got to allow God to move in your hearts and in your lives.
Before you.
for us, because, you know, the only reason why I deal with these things, the only reason why this came up in me is because I myself have dealt with these things in my home, in my life. But I was able to overcome these things by confronting them and saying, God, I trust you. I love you. I know you've forgiven me. That's why I don't walk around knowing, because I know people at my job are going to fail me. They're going to disrespect me. They're going to do these things. Just who cares? I don't care. All I care is what God thinks and says about me. That's all I care about. He's forgiven me. He loves me. He cares for me. What more do I need? You know, you got to know that. You got to forgive yourselves to move on from these things. You're gonna fail. We pick ourselves back up. That's an opportunity for us to run to God, not run away from God. Because we make mistakes and we think we're not worthy of being here. That's why people leave. But you are. He loves you. It takes time, man. Just trust the process of God. Mark, if you can close us in prayer, sir. Amen. God bless you guys. Thank you.